The Who.
Did, am I crazy or did Loggins and Messina cover that too?
I wish I could tell you.
I wish you could tell me.
I don't even know what a squeeze box is.
It's an accordion.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Heather's over there miming an accordion. So, yes. We want to thank, we're about to get into the final segment, which is, of course, the vitamin B of the day. But I want to thank Heather for stopping by and letting us know what's going on at the Northwest Regional Library Systems. And for heaven's sakes, go get a library card. You can get a library card not just at the 11th Street, but any of your branches.
Any of our branches throughout Bay, Gulf, and Liberty County.
So there's not much of an excuse for not having one. Go down there, get a library card, and even if you just want books, you can read the books on your computer or tablet or whatever. Get a library card. Ask any questions you might have about a program called Overdrive, and get Overdrive, which is what I use, because I just don't like to have to carry a book around. I always have a computer or tablet with me, or my phone. I read Overdrive on my phone.
That's right.
And it gives you something to do when you're stuck in the doctor's office. You can get yourself a book on Overdrive and sit there and read.
That's right.
It's much better than last year's magazine.
Totally.
Totally.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And we'll see somebody from NWRLS again next month, I think. I don't know who you've got signed up for. Somebody wanders around with a bunch of straws, and the person draws a short straw has to come to the radio station.
We fight for the opportunity to come to the radio station.
Wow.
I wish I could believe that.
I wish I could too. Okay. Vitamin B tonight. Vitamin B on this day in 1966, what was called a double A-side 45
when
was...
music is so important.
The music
both
is
sides
so...
are great.
Both sides are A-sides. And again... these were great songs, and I wish I had an original double A of these two songs. The two songs in question are Yellow Submarine and Eleanor Rigby, both of which were huge hits. Yellow Submarine, if you dig into it, doesn't really have any hidden meaning. Ed Donovan did help them with some writing. The sky is blue and the sea is green is a Donovan line on that song, but it was really just a children's song. And going any further with that isn't going to get you very far. You can think about it, but I don't think you're going to get anywhere with it. And the other song also, probably one of the most researched songs by the Beatles, Eleanor Rigby, because everybody's trying to figure out where the name came from. Well, nobody really knows. And Sir Paul has talked about it a little bit, but was kind of ambiguous about its actual sourcing. So these are two very much talked about songs without really much hidden meaning. They're just two good songs, and we're going to have today a double dose of vitamin B. I guess we're doing Yellow Submarine followed by Eleanor Rigby.
On the mix.
Your daily dose of vitamin B. Your daily double dose of vitamin B.